This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free book, audibletrial.com/groupquest, and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yes, sir. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little GameStop story about some Peacock. Oh, yeah, it's a little TV stuff. And a little bit of Konami news as well. Lots of different stories here. We start today, though, with an article from DualShockers.com, and they are saying that Redfall is being ridiculed. Well, Arkane did confirm that Redfall will launch for Xbox Series X and S with only a 30 FPS quality mode, while Series S will support up to 1440p resolution. But with that being capped, people weren't that happy with it, because some people were saying that was a, quote, late April Fool's joke, while others were saying that it was, quote, ridiculous, unquote. So this is the official tweet from Redfall. Redfall is launching on Xbox consoles with quality mode only. Xbox Series X, 4K, 30fps. Xbox Series S, 1440p, 30fps. 60fps performance modes will be added via game update at a later date. Which, by the way, it was originally a service that would have a PlayStation 5 service or version that was supposed to be released, but since Microsoft took care or acquired Bethesda, that became a big no. So that is that for that. But Destructoid did say that that's not the only problem with the consoles right now, because PlayStation Plus Premium, well, we know what's coming in for April. So here is what the extra level is going to get. Kena, Bridge of Spirits, that's for 4 and 5. Actually, the following is for 4 and 5. Doom Eternal, Raiders Republic, Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, Bassmaster Fishing, Paradise Killer, and Sackboy A Big Adventure. The rest is for PlayStation 4. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, Slay the Spire, The Evil Within, Wolfenstein The Old Blood. But here's what's on the plus side, and I hope you like Doom. All for PlayStation 4. Doom, Doom 2, Doom 64, Doom 3, and Dishonored The Definitive Edition. So yeah, that's Bethesda again, isn't it? Well, yeah, okay. I'm not too enthused by it, but hey, maybe you will be. We'll see. Now, Destructoid also did say that Team Ninja will not have another game coming out this year. Well, the Team Ninja lead, Fumiko Yasuda, was talking to Famitsu, where they said that The Rise of Ronin is set for 2024. Yasuda did also say that they are looking for a release to another game in 2025. And so here's what he said, quote, "The Rise of Ronin has been under development for about 7 years and is scheduled to release in 2024. This work will be released in 2023, and I feel like I want to release a new title in 2025. Okay? But they did clarify, because the interview was conducted on February 14th, and Destructoid did reach out to Team Ninja, and they said that it did confirm that their 2023 game is called Wulong, and they did not have another full game planned for 2023, which means you can see Wulong, but The Rise of Ronin could be 2025. So we shall see what happened. Now we go to Konami, because an ex-employee there did try to kill his former boss. Ugh. This is brought to us by DualShockers.com, and yeah, you did hear me correctly. Now, the arrested attempted murder person was arrested at the Ginza 6th District of Tokyo. That was at the company's office after he tried, or she tried, to kill the boss. So the employee has been charged with attempted murder, and the victim was hospitalized for a week. So why did that person attack? Well, the attacker did accuse the boss for using his superiority at the company to harass the attacker. Well, that's what he's saying. But there was a statement that was released, and it's like, quote, It is also not true that we announced Silent Hill 2 for release, regardless of the development stage. All of our activities are focused on obtaining the highest quality of the finished product, and the quality Silent 2 fans deserve, because there's a question of whether or not that game will go on. So, because of all that, we'll see what happens. And speaking about killing stuff, Eurogamer.net did say that World War I Horror Amnesia, The Bunker, will be delayed again, but only for 1 week. So, this game by Soma, developer of Frictional Games, did delay the game. So now it's due to release on PC on the 23rd of May. Okay. The Bunker will be available on PC via Steam, GOG, and the Epic Games Store. So if you like that type of game, you know where to find it. One thing that we've been debating, and this is coming from GameStop, and that is Diablo 4 will have a Battle Pass, because they're talking about it, because the Battle Pass may take about 80 hours to complete. So, once again, Joe Paporia did do some talking with MMORPG, and he did say, quote, "That said, the Battle Pass, when you're figuring in completing the season journey alongside doing other content in the game, you're looking at roughly 80 hours worth time invested to complete the entirety of the Battle Pass." So, Diablo 4's level cap is 100, and it could take longer depending on how you play. So if you like to play it long, or play the long game, then that could happen. But tell you what, the beta was fun though. Now, we go to AEW's Fight Forever via IGN, IGN.com, and while they are on pre-order right now, and you see it if you're a wrestling fan, as in tonight, by the time this podcast loads, All Elite Wrestling will be on TBS in America tonight, otherwise check your listings, but they're saying that Uke and THQ Nordic is supposed to be out this year, but there's still no date on that. Now, in February, the executive vice president, Kenny Omega, also AEW wrestler, said on the Swerve City podcast, quote, "The game is done. I can't say the exact release date. There's a lot of things that go into that. I don't want to step on anybody with that. It's coming very soon. The game is finished." That was Tony Khan saying that. Kenny Omega said the game was done, but Tony Khan did follow up by the quote, "I just finished." So, Matt Black said on Twitter, care to comment, at Ziddies, because he's quoting Drainmaker, which said, "One, the AEW Fight Forever video game is basically ready, and it's just now up to the business people to build the release date." And Ziddy did reply, "I mean, if you want an unfinished game, sure, we could release now," with a laughing emoji. "The game is doing really well and is getting there, but not 100% yet." So yeah, just another rumor on Twitter, I think more of a sigh emoji. So, they were doing that on Twitch, where Hollenbro, and that's via WrestleZone, and the player Hollenbro did get into some more detail. Quote, I do not believe anybody lied. I do not believe there's any kind of miscommunication in any shape or form. I believe that simply some people look at it differently because they don't look at it through the eyes of the publisher. A lot goes into it. And for me, as somebody who is part of the publishing house, it's very different for me what completes a game and what doesn't. We'll see what happens. Keep our eyes on it. Now we go to someone that was fired after a Zelda Tears of the Kingdom Switch leak. This comes to us from Kotaku.com, and once again, an employee at the Massachusetts GameStop did leak on Reddit that Nintendo, this back in March, would release or would reveal a rumored special edition of a Zelda Switch. In fact, the man only known as Mike did post a photo of a GameStop computer showing the inventory database that did have the secret new Switch model. In fact, we see the picture right here, and yep. Those that have Patreon may only see the show note, and by that you would see the photo, but that did happen. One last thing, Peacock has announced they will be on Meta Quest 2, and you get 3 months for free. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and well, They did give the prices for the MetaQuest, which is MetaQuest 2 is 256GB at $429, 128GB at $399, and MetaQuest Pro is $1,000. So, Peacock, if you got MetaQuest, starts about $5 a month in there. I got $5 a month, personally. But, anyway, we are at thegroupquest.com, where you can get links to our Discord and our Patreon. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. Until then, go play some games.